In 2 Corinthians 12:9 and 10, Paul is talking about a conversation he's having with the Lord about a particular thorn in his side. He doesn't identify what it is, just that he wants the Lord to take it away from him. This is God's response starting in verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And Paul continues, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Paul was in a place where he could consciously replace his weaknesses with the sufficiency of Christ. This is not an easy place to get to, and it's exactly where Christ has been working on me. I struggle with feeling inadequate, feeling like I'm not enough, especially in the areas that I feel called to. I've been musically inclined for as long as I can remember, and I've always wanted to be a wife and a mom. So I'm serving my church and getting to live out my dream job, and yet I feel like I don't live up to the expectations that I put on myself in those roles. At my previous church, I was given a great leadership opportunity under some tough circumstances. I was sharing leadership with a friend, and we were surviving but not thriving. Over a number of months, things were starting to get comfortable, and the team and congregation were responding to the new leadership. I was building confidence, struggling to cope and adapt and learn new things. But after about a year, my leadership title was stripped from me. It felt like all my effort in the previous months had been wasted. Those in charge were well-intentioned, and in all honesty, I probably wasn't ready for the responsibility of a full team. But in my young mind, I was being told that I wasn't enough. In the midst of this trying time in leadership, Doug and I got married and very soon became pregnant. We were giddy with excitement, terrified, nervous, all at the same time. Sorry. We went in for our first ultrasound at 9 weeks. And I was so excited at the thought of getting to hear that tiny heartbeat. But that moment didn't come. We were told that my body had produced an inviable pregnancy. And I didn't know how to cope with that news. And I quickly fell into a deep depression. In addition to the extreme loss that I felt, Satan used this time against me to attack my core beliefs, feeding me lies about how my body was broken, that I wasn't enough to carry a baby, and I blamed myself. It seems dark and daunting, but God really used these times to shape me and mold me into the woman I am today. After the bumpy transition out of our previous church, we finally landed at Connection Point. And I'm blown away by how receptive and kind the music team has been to new leadership. And I'm thankful for the way that Pastor Barry has allowed room for new leaders to grow in a healthy environment. And this church family has been a huge blessing to me, personally and countless ways. When we got pregnant again, it was a scary time for me, but I felt so supported and loved by this family that I knew whether we experienced a loss or a life, we would be supported. Whether you knew it or not, every word of encouragement, constructive criticism, moment of laughter or tears or loving looks at Juniper, my daughter, the Lord has used to help heal me and say to me, "You are loved. You are valued, you matter." God truly has used this church body to minister to me and communicate love to me. So thank you for showing me Christ. Not only has the Lord blessed me in earthly relationship, but I have grown in relationship with his living word. The Bible has come alive to me more in the past 2 years than ever before. His truth has overcome the lies of the enemy in my heart. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul." Whenever I turn to the truth of the word, I am refreshed. And nothing combats my inadequacy more than the gospel. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." God expects me to bring my best, but he does not use my effort as a measure to determine my value. My value was determined when Christ chose death on a cross for me. Romans 3:25, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. So am I enough? No, but Christ is enough for me. He reminds me over and over and over and over again that I don't need to meet all expectations in order to please him. He loves me and accepts me right where I'm at through faith in Jesus Christ. And for that, I am thankful.